Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome to service on this chilly morning. And I think the snow's starting, just to let you know for when we go out. Reverend Tim is taking our service this morning, and it's a baptism service. And we welcome Isla Cowie and all her family and friends who have come with her. We also welcome Hannah and her daughter who are with us for the first time, and we hope they'll enjoy the service. Next Saturday, there's a coffee morning for the leprosy mission here at 10 o'clock. So if anybody would like to join us, that's 10 o'clock next Saturday. The toy service is not next Sunday as was on the plan. It's the 12th of December. So the toy service is not next Sunday. It's the 12th of December, the following Sunday. We have the meal after the service for those that have booked. We normally have tea and coffee after the service, but it's a different thing today. But if anybody would like a cup of tea or coffee after the service, we can surely do that before we have our meal. Now let us say the prayer for today on the top of the meal. Father God, this is the day when the church begins to think about Christmas. Inspire all those taking part in this service that they may radiate the joy of anticipation and hope on this special day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Lynn. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all here. You know, I got here really early this morning and I thought I was in such good time, and I managed to kind of get some things prepared, and then I realised I'd left something crucial at home. And I looked at the clock and I thought, can I get all the way home and back before the service starts? And it was a calculated risk, but here I am. I got back about 3 minutes ago. So now I'm feeling a little bit kind of out of sorts, but anyway, I'm here and that's good. I think people were starting to think I'd gone AWOL. But it is lovely to have you all here for worship this morning. And as Lynn said, a very special welcome to little Isla, who of her own decision decided she wanted to be baptised. And so it's a wonderful day of celebration as we celebrate Isla's baptism. And she's looking lovely in her white dress this morning, aren't you? Yeah, that's great. So, without exception though, this morning's no different. I've brought some just funny slides to show you first, just before we start. I don't know whether you can see this one. For those who are visiting, I often find funny typing mistakes and things in service sheets and adverts and things. And this is a choral evensong advertised for Lincoln Cathedral, and one of the things that they're going to be doing is dysentery in D, which might be interesting. That's right. Quite a well-known Christian chorus. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around, instead of shining. This is one from Remembrance Sunday, where they say, we will remember those killed and injured in conflicts during our morning service. Now, this one I found myself. It's not a service sheet typo, but I was at Kingston Park Screwfix the other day. And this must be a national campaign. Great big board on the wall advertising fire-ratted cable clips. If you buy that distribution board, now I don't know what a fire-ratted cable clip is, but that's something they're advertising nationally at the moment, which rather made me chuckle, and so I took a picture of it while I was in there. So there you go, that's your funny ones for this week. Can you believe it's the first Sunday in Advent today? So as you will see, we've got our Advent candles out this morning. And we're going to be lighting the first Advent candle. And I promised Isla that she could light our first Advent candle this morning. So do you want to come? Okay. I haven't got a taper. Should we do this one?
for individual matches as well.
I'm going to do this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to light one of these. I'll light this one. And then we're going to make this one the first candle of Advent. Okay? So would you like to use that candle to light our first? Right. I'm just going to read some words. Just give it a little round of applause. We light this candle to recall prophetic voices which announced the Prince of Peace, which foretold an age to come, which called for justice and announced the song of happiness. May the light overcome the darkness. I've just got some words to say together on the next slide on the screen. So if you'd like to say the words in yellow type. As we light our Advent candle, light of the world, shine on us. As we prepare for Christmas time,
light of the world, shine on us.
In this world of pain and darkness,
light of the world, shine through us.
To all the people who don't know you,
light of the world, shine through us.
Jesus, you are coming again.
Light of the world, light the way.
In our service here today,
light of the world, light the way.
So we sing our little call to worship song. Come, now is the time to worship, and the words will be on the screen for you. Okay. Please be seated. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father, this morning we do come just as we are to worship you. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. We thank you that we can meet here together this morning to worship you and to say thank you for all the blessings that are a gift from you each and every day. Lord, as we find ourselves at the start of another period of Advent, of waiting and expectation, Father, we thank you for your love for us in sending your only Son, Jesus, into the world, the one who stepped down into our darkness and confusion to dwell amongst us and to be a light that points us back towards you, Father. We praise you, Father, that through Jesus you extend your loving arms towards us and that through him you continue to reach out to us today. We thank you for the gift of life that you bless us with on this amazing planet. We thank you for our families and friends. And on this very special day for little Isla, we pray that you would richly bless her and her family as she takes this significant and special step of being baptized. Father, by way of confession, we know that there are many times when we don't live the way that you would have us live. The times when we fall short. We're sorry for those times when inner selfish thoughts have resulted in outward selfish behaviour. We're sorry for those times when we've really not loved others as we love ourselves. So create in us, Lord, a pure heart that is in tune with your will and open to your Holy Spirit working in and through us. Lord, we offer ourselves afresh to you this morning as we worship you today. And we pray these prayers in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, and the true light of the world. Amen.
Right then. So, I wonder, do any of you have any superheroes that you particularly like? Spider-Man, yeah? Is that your favourite superhero? Yeah, has anyone else got any superheroes people are particularly fond of? Anybody else? It doesn't have to be Spider-Man. I've got the Queen up there as well. Sorry? Thor, yeah? Yeah, Thor, he's pretty special, isn't he? Yeah, that's right. I'm sure some of you have some favourite people or a hero that you really kind of revere. Now, what if somebody was to say to you that your favourite hero was going to come round your house sometime soon? How would you feel? Yeah. Excited, yeah, you certainly would, wouldn't you? You'd feel excited. Would you feel a bit nervous? Yeah. You might, mightn't you? Yeah. And if you found out that your favourite hero was coming round to your house next week, what would you do to prepare? Would you do anything? Yeah. What would you do? Give them a bed. Oh, right, in case they want to stay over. That's a really hospitable idea, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. That's a very good idea. Give them a bed just in case they want to stay more than a day. Yeah. Yeah, so hospitality. Yeah, you might make a meal for your special person coming. How many of us would need to tidy our rooms? That's right. We might need to get rid of some of the clutter, mightn't we, and make room for our special person. Would this week, before they were coming next week, would this week feel different, do you think? I think it might, mightn't it? Because it would be a special time of waiting and anticipation, wouldn't it, of your special person coming next week? Well, as I said earlier, this Sunday is the start of a special time of waiting. And of course, we've already used the word. We call it Advent, don't we? A special time of Advent. Now, it's a time of waiting when we prepare to celebrate the coming of course, what I would say is the best hero of all, our Saviour Jesus. Now, when we think about Jesus coming, what are the kinds of things that come into our minds when we think about Advent? Any ideas? Yeah? what's I going to say? I think we often tend to think about how Jesus came to a stable 2,000 years ago. And we might think about the shepherds and that original Christmas story when Jesus came to be with us. But Advent is a strange time because in some ways we should really think about Jesus coming in three different ways. The first way, the one we often think about, in history, because of him coming that first time 2,000 years ago as a little baby to a manger, born in a manger. So in history. But then I also think we should think about Jesus coming in mystery, because Jesus promised he would be with us always. And there's a sense in which, although he was born in that manger 2,000 years ago, there's a sense in which he can be born in our hearts even today. So he's with us now, and that's a mystery. And another way that we should think about Advent is in majesty. Because Jesus promised that one day he would return, he would come again. And in a sense, we're living in a kind of second advent in the light of the fact that he promises that one day he will come back as king to reign in majesty. And as followers of Jesus, we're always called to be prepared. That's the scout's motto, isn't it? Be prepared, yeah? And to live in the light of the fact that he will come again someday. So how do we prepare for our hero Jesus coming again sometime? Well, It might not be putting smart clothes on like we might do if our very special superhero was coming round, although you might want to do that. But in a way, it's more the fact of the question, are we living the way that he would want us to be living? Are we working to make the world and our communities a better place for everyone? And are we asking Jesus to come into our hearts in the here and now to help us live as his followers? So he came as the light of the world 2,000 years ago. He longs to be our light today. And we also remember that one day he will come again as a glorious king. We're going to sing again now. Another one on guitar. We're going to sing about him coming as the light of the world. As we sing Light of the World, and the words will be up on the screen. So we've already said then that in Advent we anticipate again the coming of Jesus to our world. But why was Jesus' coming so important anyway? Surely there's more to it than just twee little nativity scenes and gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Well, yes, there is. Because Jesus came to be the saviour of the world, for the whole world, and to reconnect us with God the Father. So what's that all about? Well, just for a moment, I'd like you to imagine heaven, if you can. What sorts of things come to mind when you think about heaven? What are the kind of things that come into your mind, yeah? Cloud and golden gates, yeah, yeah. Somewhere very special, yeah, yes. A stairway to heaven, right, okay. There might well be, yes. Yes, Isla. Angels, there might be angels, yeah. Do you think they might be singing? There might be. What kind of emotions, perhaps, do you think of when you think about heaven? What do you want heaven to be like? Yeah? Happy. Yeah? Yes?
Fun.
Okay, right, happy, fun. I tell you one I often think of, peace, yeah? We live in a world of so much strife in a lot of ways, and I often think perfect peace would be heaven. Any other emotions, perhaps? Okay, right. Well, hopefully, if all of you look under your chairs, you should find that there's a bit of a stone or a pebble. Would you like to pick it up if you've got one? Don't worry if you haven't. But if you have, I'd like you just to hold that in your hand just for a moment. I want you to look at that stone and think through your life. Think of the mess-ups. Things that you did that you shouldn't have done. Things that you perhaps should have done, but didn't. Think of all the thoughts that go on in our heads, as well as the things done wrong on the outside. Think of the thoughts that we perhaps wished we hadn't thought on the inside. Because, of course, God knows everything that goes on in here too. All the things done, spoken or thought before a holy God, those things that we're really not proud of. Now imagine for a moment then that your stone represents all those things. We were all made to be in relationship with God, but the Bible tells us that all these things represented by our stone that we sometimes call sin, spoil our relationship between God and ourselves and kind of cloud our view of him. Right, I need a volunteer. Would you like to come out? Right. Come on, come on. Yeah, you can bring yours. Yeah. Right. I would like you can put your rocking there, okay? Now, could you pop one bag on your left arm? So you might have to stand and face them. Hold your arms out. Actually, you can hold it in your hand like that. And can you hold that one in that hand? Are you strong?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd like to think so.
You like to think he's strong. Okay, now then, could some of you other younger ones collect everybody's stones that they've got and bring them to the front and put them... Sorry, what's your name?
Thomas.
And put them in one of Thomas's bags here that he's holding. Yeah? So you'll have to go and collect everybody's stones. Yeah? Yes, come out. Anybody can just join in, yeah? So if you'd like to, you can come and bring your own stones. And then go and get everybody else's too and bring them to the front. Yeah? Because everybody or most people should have one. Okay. You're doing really well. That's excellent. Are they starting to feel a bit heavier, Thomas? A little bit? That's it. How are we doing? We got many more to go. We're getting there. They feel fairly even. Is it becoming a struggle?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Is one a bit heavier than the other?
No, this
one. Alright, we'll put more in this one then. Okay. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Are we about done? Okay. Right, Thomas, see if you can stretch your arms out now. How does that feel?
A bit heavy.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, you can put you can just keep hold of them, but you don't have to hold your arms up like that. So are you feeling a bit burdened? I want to ask everyone a question. When you thought about heaven, did you imagine any of those things that you thought about with your stones? Did you imagine any of those things in heaven? All the things that you've done wrong, all the things you wished you hadn't thought, all those burdens that separate us from God, which Thomas is now trying to bear for all of us. We don't think about any of those things in heaven, do we? But we're burdened with all these things. We carry these things. And this is why Jesus coming was so important. Right, Callum, can I ask you to come out? I need somebody really strong. Because for a moment, you're going to be Jesus. Okay? Would you like to give your bags to Callum? Right? Okay, and just before you go, Thomas, that's all right. How are you feeling now?
In pain.
In pain. How does it feel now that burden's been lifted, though? I hope it feels better. Does it feel better now? I hope your arms aren't aching too much later on. Okay, but this is why Jesus coming was so important, because all those things that block our view of God and our relationship with him, he took off us and he took upon himself on the cross. At this time of year, we often think of Jesus as that little baby in the manger, but there was always the cross coming. And Jesus took all the things represented by those stones that we all have and we all carry, and he took them upon himself on the cross. I don't know how easy it is for you to hold your arms out like a cross shape. But he carried all those things. He took all that stuff off us. Nothing we could do of ourselves. This is why it's called Amazing Grace, because it was God's gift to us in sending Jesus. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can put them down now. And the one thing I forgot to do before we did any of that was actually give the scripture, which was the one scripture verse for our little sermon this morning. Would you like to come and help? Would you like to come and help me unroll this to show everybody? So, if you'd like to unroll it, just watch that candle behind you, won't you? Okay, it's going backwards, I'm afraid, isn't it? You're doing really well. That's it. Very good. By the way, this is what I left at home, so this is what we have to use it because I went all the way home for it. Can you read it? For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. One of the most famous verses in the Bible from John chapter 3, verse 16. And that's what I hope we've demonstrated with our stones this morning. So well done, Isla. Thank you. So we're going to sing again about Jesus coming to earth to show us the way, and then the fact that he rose again as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. Please be seated. Sorry, I got a bit out of sync with the backing there. That was my fault. Okay. So we come to this very special part of our service this morning, Isla's baptism. So just to say that I'm using this microphone because the little Tyclip mic's dead. It's not, it won't power up. So I'm just, I'll stand here for a moment. So baptism then is God's free gift to us, telling us about God's love and his grace. In this outward sign of an inward change, we celebrate, firstly, that Jesus came to live on earth with us to teach us about God's love, and then showed that love by giving his life for us on the cross. Secondly, that God reaches out to each of us today through his Holy Spirit to teach us about his love, to help us to know him, and enable us to live the way that he wants us to live. And finally, that God makes us part of the Church of Jesus Christ, so we may be supported by other Christians and love and support them in our turn. Although we don't deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to us and to us all and invites us to respond. As a church, we remember the words of Jesus after he was raised from the dead. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, said Jesus, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Okay, so I'm going to invite you to come forward now, Anna and Mum and godparents. If you'd like to come here, and we'll come and stand around the font. Watch the candle behind you. I don't want anybody catching fire, do we? He's not going far. He's just going up here. And so I say to Christina, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
I thank God and ask that I will be baptized.
Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers us living water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we pray, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit, that Isla, who is to be baptized in this water, may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so I ask Christina and godparents, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I do.
Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I do.
Thank you. And so we affirm our faith together by saying the words on the screen in yellow. We believe in God the Father, who made the world. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who redeemed humankind. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God. So, Isla, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. And for you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, even before you knew anything about it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. I feel like I have to go on bended knee. Okay. Isla Rose Cowie, I baptise you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I sign you with the cross of Christ, for you now belong to him. By baptism we receive you into God's church and his church family. Amen. You wet. I haven't got a towel. I promised you a little towel, didn't I? I haven't got one. It'll dry. It will dry. Now, where's Trudy gone? Would you like to come in? I've got a little. Are you okay? Light it off the Advent candle. Okay. You can.
The Saviour's light, for you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light.
So would you like to hold it and show everybody your candle? Well done. That's right. And so we say together, may you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. And now we're all going to say a little blessing over you, Isla, as we all say together, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen.
Okay.
So Christina, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to Isla by making these promises. Will you continue to love Isla
committing yourself to care for her in body, mind and spirit.
With God's help, Father.
Will you therefore ensure that she is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, Father.
Will you set before her a Christian example that through your prayers, words and deeds, that she may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, Father.
And I say to the godparents, Rebecca, Callum, Jessica and Stuart, will you help Christina to nurture Isla in the Christian faith?
With God's help, I will.
And then I've got the little question for you, Isla. Will you do your best to follow Jesus and learn about him and let him be your friend?
Yes.
Yes. That's good of you. So members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that Isla has been baptised. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord?
With God's help, we will.
Thank you. Okay, so can I first of all give godparents Jessica, Stuart, and there's your baptism certificate, okay, to remember the day. And from the church, we've just got you a little present, the Jesus Storybook Bible. It's got some of the stories of Jesus from the Bible in it, and that's a little present for you from the church here.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I think it might be a good idea if we just blow this candle out for now. That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. Okay. So we're going to sing now, celebrating Isla's baptism, this baptism hymn. On this baptism day, God, we thank you. So we're going to pray again now with our prayers of intercession. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, as once again we journey through this period of Advent and we prepare for Christmas and all that that means, help us to find time in our busy lives for quiet and thought and prayer, so that we might reflect upon the wonder of your love and allow the story of the Saviour's birth to penetrate our hearts and minds. So may our joy be deeper, our worship more real, and our lives worthier of all that you have done for us through the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for your universal church, Lord, for the wider Christian family, who will be celebrating this festival in so many different ways. And for those around the world who dare not celebrate openly. We pray for Christians in countries where there's persecution. Lord, grant that all who come into our churches this Christmas time may be enabled to renew their relationship with you. Help us all to be aware of and glad of your presence and to rejoice at the coming of Jesus. May your blessing be upon all who worship with us. Give us grace to live as faithful members of your family, that we may learn each day afresh to love and serve you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for peace. Lord, give peace to this world. Give peace and hope to those caught up in conflicts around our world. Give peace to our families and friends, and to those perhaps who have quarrelled and need to be reconciled. Lord, give peace in our own hearts when sometimes our own hearts can become divided. And we know that without justice there can be no peace. Let peace come when all people are respected, regardless of race or religion. Let peace come when the earth's resources are used wisely for the common good. Let peace come when money is used to serve rather than enslave the world. Let peace come through the transformation of our lives, that we may do justice, love and kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Father God, your Son came as the Prince of Peace and brought a message of peace for all people. Help us to be peacemakers in our own homes, at our work, or wherever we meet people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who will be homeless this winter time, and for refugees who have no country to call their own. Let your blessing be with those who work to help the homeless this Christmas, and give to all of us the determination to help where we can. We pray for people who are lonely, those who are lonely because they've lost a partner, those who are lonely because of the inaction of others, those who are lonely because of isolation or illness. Lord, prompt us all to be a friend to those who are struggling and those who we know will be alone this Christmas. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those known to us who are in difficult situations at the moment, and we bring them before you now, Lord. We'll just have a short time, and if anybody wants to just mention a name before God in our prayers, then please feel perfectly free to do so. Yes. Father, we bring these folk before you in the confidence that you love them and know their every need, and that your healing power is still the same today. And so we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. And we now pray the prayer that he himself taught us, the Lord's Prayer, the words of which are on the screen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You may have noticed that we've not had an offering going round this morning, as we sometimes would, that we haven't done that since lockdown. But there is a plate at the back if anybody wants to give anything towards the life of the work of the church here. But please, there's no compulsion at all. But there is a plate at the back there. So we're going to sing our final hymn for this morning, a good Advent hymn, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. So, final blessing for you all. So, go in peace from this place. May the love of Jesus be with you, and may you be filled with hope and peace because of the one who came in history, lives in us in mystery and who will return again one day in majesty. Amen. Please be seated.